Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whether it's in something you're excited about or something you're frightened about, we can help you there by something you can read or listen to or watch, and it's all free thanks to our corporate partners. We encourage you to check it out and take advantage of all the things that we have there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is one of the top futurists of our time, the author of a number of books. We're talking about some things that he's reporting on, that he's seeing out there that are manifesting, you know, early on, and he's tipping us off to what's coming down the pike around the corner for us. Joel, one of the things is this idea of bacteria. You know, most of the time when people think of bacteria, they go, ooh, I don't want that in my body. But the truth is we're full of bacteria, aren't we?
Yeah. In fact, on your site, Jim, you'll have the reference to this one, the specific one, but I want to give everybody one other reference, which is National Geographic, January 2013. They have one of the best overall descriptions of the relationship between bacteria and ourselves. And yeah. I just want to give people a number. In an average person's large intestine, you have 33,627 different bacteria species.
Different kinds of bacteria. Say that number again.
Yeah. 33,627. That's species.
Yeah.
You got trillions of bacteria in your
And they're all working for our benefit, aren't they?
No, some of them are slightly pathogenic, and so some of them are, in fact, taking care of the bad guys so that we don't have a problem. Now, the proof of that
so
is...
we've got a little bacteria war going on inside there.
Well, it's kind of, you know what it is, it's pushing and shoving.
Yeah.
Trying to get to a place where they can have their own space. You know, mm-hmm. it's ecology. You know, mm-hmm. it's who has the niche. But here's what's interesting about it. So people started saying, well, that's in your gut, so what? The Swedes have been doing some really fascinating research, and they have discovered that different bacteria in your intestines influence how your arteries plaque up and whether the plaque breaks away to cause strokes and heart attacks. Huh. Now, who would have guessed bacteria in your intestines?
In your intestines, wow.
Would have, because if you think about it, your intestine really isn't inside you. You know, your intestinal tract is actually outside your body.
Right.
In a pure sense. Mm-hmm. And yet they are producing chemicals that make your life healthier or less healthy depending on the makeup of the bacteria in your
intestine. And how do we know whether we got the good stuff or the bad stuff?
They're developing a test to test the ecosystem, the bacterial ecosystem in your intestines, and then mm-hmm. they will be able to be predictive about it. Because if you have one category, you have substantially less likelihood of having the plaque break off. If you have another category of bacteria, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce them, they can see it when they look up the article, you will have a higher likelihood of
plaque. we can be screened for this.
Yep.
And based on that screening, take some kind of an augmenting medicine for it, or?
Well, what they're talking about is that, and they don't know if this is for sure, because remember, it's an ecosystem, but they may very well be able to add the good bacteria to your intestinal tract and change the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know that yet.
Do a power play on the bad stuff.
Yeah. Well, at least, this is part of what I look for. Leverage places that we don't know yet, but it's a place to explore for potential utility.
Right.
And this is one of them. This is one of them.
Hmm. Very interesting. So that's an example of a bug, of how bugs affect our physical lives. But there's another example of where they're affecting commerce.
Well, the other bug article that we have for people to read about is actually a system for removing bugs.
Right.
And that is on the outsides of ships. biofilms get mm-hmm. formed by bacteria, and then other stuff sticks in the biofilm, and it slows down the ship. It
right.
literally has an effect.
Like the barnacles.
Exactly, except they're mm-hmm. much smaller
right.
in a biofilm.
Right.
And Duke University has developed and this is crazy. When I say it, you're going to go, this is weird. But they've developed a material that you put on the bottom of the ships that shrugs itself. In other words, it wrinkles itself up and then it unwrinkles. and when it does that, the bacteria can't hang on.
Oh,
and it
darn.
Automatically
so,
shrugs
so it's
taking
care
off.
Of this with in a sort of a physical method.
Yeah,
not so much a chemical, but a mechanical, not chemically, but mechanically.
Exactly. So the ship could literally be sailing and shrugging to clean itself off. But you actually hinted at something that's important. If you don't do it chemically, you don't put the pollutants
right.
in the ocean that come from that.
Right.
And that makes a difference.
Anything that we can do not to stick more stuff in the ocean is a good thing.
And so these guys are saying
plus the efficiency
be, yep.
of the boat
yes.
is saving yep. gas.
Yeah, this is a twofer. This is a twofer.
Yeah.
And so, again, what happens? Now, this is my part of where, you know, the advanced materials we talk about, graphene and other stuff.
Right.
But you got to understand, if I'm an entrepreneur, I need to know about these advanced materials way in advance so I can ponder the specific uses for
right.
it and go visit Duke, you know.
Right.
Go read the article.
Or if you're making a product that this is going to be competing with, you need to know what the other side's up to too.
Exactly.
And that's another reason to be paying attention to this future thinking that we're getting from our good friend Joel Barker. Joel, hold on to that thought. Tell you what, let me give him the website, joelbarker.com, right?
Yes.
Also starthrower.com.
Yes.
Right? And Innovation at the Verge, that's his new film that you can find there. Quick break, Tintel, right back. More to come with Joel Barker after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.